we're going to continue our media availabilities here with our winning driver, Kurt Busch. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty exciting. Can you talk to us about the race after the day? What's been going on?
This journey at Kansas Speedway, you know, Pat Warren's a really good friend of mine, and each year he texts me, sorry I didn't see you after the race. I said, I'll get there one day. And to win at a mile and a half, to beat Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, to be in position for the win, I knew it was there. I had to dig deep and had to find something. Just had to find something that would be a little bit above Larson, a little bit of a trickery move on Larson. And I said, I just have to stay close. I got to stay close. After we got beat off pit road and we were restarting third, I just got to stay close. Last year in the fall race, I finished fourth here and burned up my front tires on that last run. And I was like, if I stay close, I think my little Kyle, if he can't get the lead, the 18, he'll let me slide through. And there was a definite connection of a JGR car helping a 2311 car. But it's deeper than that. It's family. And Kyle Busch helped me as far as a pass to not break my momentum. And we saw that happen with Larson when I was racing him before that. And turn two was his weak spot, and that's where I knew I needed to make the final move. And it all unfolded perfectly where I was able to make the move and not lose momentum and break the draft and bring our Toyota home to victory lane with Jordan Brand, Monster Energy, Toyota, everybody that's part of this. It was that moment where I could not let the team down, and I didn't want to have to make a phone call to MJ afterwards on why we did not win. And so I could definitely feel the connection, and I'm proud that we won today.
Congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic over to you. Who wants to start? We'll go to Bob, and we'll go in the back to Jennifer.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. What do you think this win says about your career and a win with another organization driving a scheme of that everybody's looking at in a season where – up until today, you had led 9 laps.
It's a process. You have to start from the ground up when you're building a brand new car. You know, whether it's the next gen or it's the number 45 at 2311. You know, the Toyota family brought me in. Monster Energy said, let's go do this. And you have steps that you have to take. And you know, when I switched to from Roush to Penske, we won in our 6th race together. When I switched over to SHR, I think it was again like our 6th race, won at Martinsville. This one took, you know, a little bit, and, you know, but here we are, we're winners. It's a process. And the Ganassi car, we won midsummer when I switched to them. At each place, each sequence, I'm just happy to have a ride and happy to give my best. Early in my career, it was all about me, me, me. And now I've understood this is a team, and every element is super important. And so I was able to do my job today. My team put me out there in position, and I wasn't going to let anybody named Kyle beat me today.
We'll go to Jennifer in the back, and then we'll come to Daniel, and then to Caleb.
Perfect. Jen Fisher with NASCARSocial.com. So, Kurt, you drive the number 45, and the Petty family gave their blessing for 2311 to use that number. Given that history and with this week's marking of the 22-year anniversary of Adam Petty's passing, how does that all make this win all the more meaningful?
Yeah, I've talked with Kyle Petty a couple times, and I'm sure I'll get a text even from Richard that, yes, they were registering the number 45 for years, and MJ wanted this number on the second car, and we asked the Petty family for their blessing, and Kyle Petty said, yep, if it's you, Kurt, I'm going to let it ride. And, yes, I could feel things early on with Kyle and the way that he wanted this 45 car to have success. And it's a small spiritual connection. And that's, again, I'm happy that we've won. And also it's a representation of a brand. And it's a 45. And with us winning, or even just continuing to build and build and build. We wanted the 45 to be successful, and I'll now be able to call Kyle, and I'll find him in Level Cross, and we'll all go get a drink together and say thanks.
We'll go to Daniel, and then to Caleb, and then we'll go up in the back again.
Daniel McFadden, FriendsChurch.com. First off, who are you flying back home with?
Kyle seemed to be in a rush, and Denny said he'd stay. Yes, I flew out with Kyle, and he'd wait. But yes, flying home with Denny, and we're going to get ice cream with his daughters tomorrow after team meetings.
Denny, he was just in here earlier, and he said that the emotion of this win for him is actually stronger than any of his own personal wins. What does that mean to you, that this is so important to him on that scale?
Yeah, hang on a second. Deja vu moment. There's things that an owner has to go through that are really heavy, and Denny has chosen this ownership role, and he's done it with integrity and class and ambition and motivation, and it's things I would never want to put myself in position for. He called me a year and a half ago, 2 years, and said, hey, I got a plan, and I was like, if it all works out, I'll be part of it. But wow, just learning some of the things, being close to him as a friend, but also as a racer, and now he's my boss. There's a lot that goes into the ownership side, and that's why he is overwhelmed with emotions right now, because of how much responsibility it all is and how much teamwork it takes, and things through the manufacturer, the sponsors, and just the amount of people. I hope that this helps everything as far as the foundation that we've laid. You know, with Bubba's win last year, that was a huge foundation. And you know, I would say that this is like building the first floor, building the second floor, and the sky's the limit. And so this means a lot to me as well, because we started this 45 car from scratch, and a lot of guys, girls, people came from other teams. And the spirit was, we're a bunch of rebels. Let's go do this. It was this media center and you asking the question about Denny. It was just like, I'm glad we won. This means I was visioning wins. You have to have the vision to win, and we did it today.
We'll go to Caleb, and then right in the middle.
Caleb Vessel, Speedway Digest. Kurt, congratulations on your first Kansas win. When we raced at Atlanta 2 months ago, you said in a post-race interview, I'd like to see these cars unrestricted when we come back here in July. With that great showing that you and Kyle had on the last couple laps, do you feel like this shows a good example of what Atlanta could be like without the restricted plates on it?
Possibly. You know, there's all kinds of emotions after races. I was able to finish third at Atlanta, and it turned into a restrictor plate type race, and it's like, whoa. You know, this is a mile and a half, and we've never done this style on a mile and a half. But I've been told, I guess, the speeds would just be too high, unrestricted, and the tires wouldn't have the durability. So it's kind of off record, but Goodyear's like, no, let's keep the speeds right at this level, and then that creates the draft. So I just needed to do a better job of absorbing the fact that it's a mile and a half restrictor plate race, and it's going to be plenty slick when we get there in July. So careful what you wish for on that moment.
We'll go in the middle, and then we'll come down here to Harry.
Congratulations. Greg Eklund, Kansas Public Radio and NPR. How did the news of Buffalo, New York reach you yesterday, and what does it mean to be part of a diversified team and to have this victory today in light of the events yesterday?
I don't know what happened in Buffalo. I'm sorry.
There was a mass shooting in Buffalo
on Sunday night. Oh, sorry to hear. I did the Fox Sports commentary for the truck race, and then basically I'm in my little bubble and focus on race day. I'm sorry that there was an issue like that, and our prayers and thoughts go out to the families and people involved. I don't know what to say. Sorry. I didn't know that happened.
We'll go to Harry.
Hi, Kurt. Harry Loomis, Griffin Media. This was by far 2311's best showing of the year, and it was the best for a Toyota. I think all six were in the top 10. With this being a mile and a half track that you're going to have four of in the playoffs, how important is it to start putting together really strong performances at a track like this?
Yeah, it's been a process. You know, we're building a team up with the 45 car, and then our team meetings with JGR. It's great that Coach is there, and he has those coaching moments where he listens to everybody ramble on, and then brings everybody back together at the end, like he would as a Super Bowl champion that he is, as a NASCAR champion that he is. And there's so much to learn from the JGR group. And Toyota's helped us bridge that. And now we just continue to get better and better. And to see the smiles on Kyle's face, Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Bubba. I didn't see Truex, but I know he's happy for us. That's what we have to keep doing. And again, like the Toyota family, they've got six strong cars every week. That's it. You know, it's like Chevy's got 12, 15. Ford's got that many. Us six, we need to stay tight. And I'm glad that we were the top Toyota today.
We'll go up to the press box, and then we'll come back down here, okay?
Press box. Hi, it's Lee Spencer with Racing Boys. Congratulations, champ. Happy for you. Just want to know what was going through your mind when Larson did that slide job in two and you had to go low to avoid him, and I have a follow-up when you're ready.
Yeah, I had my dirt mentality. I was digging. I was jiving. I'm like, all right, I see this coming. And you got to know who you're racing. You got to know what move they're going to pull. The momentum that he had, I was like, this is going to be easy. I'm going to cross underneath him. And then when I yanked the wheel to cross underneath him, I got all the air on my nose and got just as loose. And it's those moves you make and those instincts that you have to have. And when I made the final move on him, I'm like, I can't do the full move because what happened to him last time? So I tried to throw a little asphalt type of mentality on him, like fake the slide job. And I'm glad that we were able to make the right move. The car had speed in it. The car had speed on the long run. And I just needed to stay close enough in that short run stretch to be able to put on a move. And again, you just got to dig deep and make all the right decisions and never second guess anything.
Go ahead with your
Thank you.
Question,
sorry
Lee.
For the delay. We've lost the video up here. Just curious, as long as I've known you, you've been able to come back. You're like a cat with nine lives. And I'm just kind of curious, of all the opportunities you have, you really seem genuinely happy with this one in the role that you're at, you know, mentor, builder, all those things put together. And I just, you know, wondering from, you know, your perspective, how much this opportunity means to you, and I'll turn around and listen. Thank you.
Again, it gets down to teamwork, and everybody's got to pull the rope in the same direction, and Billy Scott was my first choice as a crew chief, and he's the structure of this 45 car, and to have guys follow me over and girls from Ganassi to make this happen. And to have a group of rebels from different teams. Like my car chief was like, oh, man, I'll jump out of retirement. I'll come back and race with you. To me, this 45 car was a special project to leave my fingerprints on something when I'm done racing, because I know I'm in the twilight of my career, and that's what makes it even more special now that it's a winner, and we're going to hang up a winning banner flag at 2311 here soon.
We'll come down here to the left.
Kurt, Max Gross with Bartlesville Radio. Obviously, you had a fast car all weekend, but what specifically do you point to that helped you make some of those passes there in the final phase of the race?
Yeah, a car unloaded fast and then qualified fifth. I thought we had a shot to pull, but Christopher Bell, he laid it down heavy on speed and lap time. And early on in stage one, I thought we were a basket of bolts. Like, it was, we're just bad in traffic. And I know everybody talks about it, and I still got to get with our engineering staff to figure out how to find a little bit better balance in traffic, because as soon as I found clean air, like lap 15 of every run, just like Darlington, car is flying. And I don't know what we're doing wrong with that. So I'm glad the cautions and the timing worked out. You know, if that was a five-lap run to the end, I wouldn't have had time. And at the end, just the adjustments. I'm very, very happy. Like, the coolest part was we made adjustments today, and the car reacted, and we got better and better and better. A lot of times you're just stuck, with the handcuffs on, so to speak, of adjustments don't work, or dirty air is terrible. I was happy that each adjustment worked, and we just kept getting closer to the front. I'm like, all right, if we get out of here in the top four on a final restart, I'm not backing off.
Daniel, do you have another question? We'll go to Daniel.
First, 9 straight years with at least one win. What does that streak mean for you at this point?
It's a lot of years. Getting old. A lot of great race teams. Really cool people. Great sponsors. For me, I just do my job behind the wheel. And early on in my career, I was just thinking it was all about me, making the difference. And all along, it's everybody adds to this. And at the end of the day, however many years it's been and however many wins it's been, it's the same thing that I'll always be able to go to my dad, give him a hug, or team owner in Vegas, the star nursery guy, just say thank you for helping me make it in this NASCAR world. And now here we are with winning with Toyota and 2311, and this is my family.
And last, you said you had to figure out a little trickery move on Larson for that last pass. Like, how deep in your bag of tricks did you have to go to get it? And, like, what were you assessing in order to figure out what was the right thing to do at, like, the right moment?
Yeah, I was trying to add up a few different difference makers. Let's just say that. And the move he made on me earlier when he lost all his momentum on his slide job, that taught me that if I'm going to make a move before the final lap, it needs to be done more from an asphalt frame of mind as far as the way I drive and who I am. And I knew I needed to be aggressive, and just like I said in qualifying, these kids were just throwing it up against the wall and just letting it rip. I'm like, I'll try it. Ended up fifth, but at the end of the day, you still have to conserve your tires just the right amount, and that's what Kansas Speedway asked me to do. And then I was like, with Larson, he's a dirt guy. He's going to toss it on in there, but I'm not going to go to that level of sliding it in there and cooking the tires. I'm going to keep it under control, and I'm going to get him with the amount of laps that are left.
All right, are there any other questions? Go in the back to Caleb.
Kurt, I don't know any other driver I can think of on top of my head, but so far I think you're the only driver to win in a Ford, a Chevrolet, a Toyota, and a Dodge in the NASCAR Cup Series. What's your thoughts on that?
That was a huge goal of mine to start the year. It was to win with Toyota and to check that box off. It was something that, whether it's good or bad, you know, or different. I mean, Casey Kane drove for a lot of manufacturers. Bobby Allison won for a lot of different manufacturers. That reminds me, Kyle and I, with a couple wins this year, I think we might be tied with the Allison brothers. That was another goal that I had this year. Winning Darlington was a goal. Didn't quite get that. There's a few other goals I won't tell you about, but I'm so happy that we've won, we're in the playoffs, and there's more work to do.